Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Welcome to this week's edition of Inside Texas Tech. I'm your host, Robert Giovanetti. Typically, the summer months are a quiet time around Texas Tech athletics, but that changed last month when Tech football recruit Nigel Bethel and Lady Raider basketball player Amber Battle were involved in an altercation during an on-campus pickup basketball game. Bethel hit Battle in the face during a skirmish and was dismissed from the program the next day. Battle was suspended for a month. Bethel was initially charged with assault for his role in the altercation, but 3 weeks later, he was cleared of all charges by a local grand jury. After conferring with Battle and her family, Tech Director of Athletics Kirby Hocut reinstated Bethel and suspended him for 25% of the season, the same punishment as Battle. So we are now pleased to be joined today by the head coach of the Texas Tech Lady Raiders, Candy Whitaker. Coach Whitaker, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Last week I had on this program President Nellison. He talked about how athletics can provide a front door to the university and give people a look that they might not otherwise get. Does that sometimes work as a double-edged sword, such as a situation like this?
Always. I think if you're doing the right things and you're having a lot of success and you are representing your school and your programs the right way, it is an awesome opportunity to grow support, grow attendance, you know, help your programs in all areas of the university. And then obviously the other side of that is when things don't go as planned and things happen, it can bring some negative publicity to your university and to your program. And that's why we work hard to try to talk a lot about keeping things going in the right direction.
A lot of people think, I think in your case, your season doesn't start till the fall and practice doesn't start for a couple months, that you're not around these kids during the summer, but that's not the case.
That is not the case. It is 12 months a year. You know, our players are at summer school both sessions, and then of course fall and spring. But besides that, even in the downtime, you know, we're obviously recruiting every day of the year and working hard. So the job never stops, and our players are representing us whether they're at home or on campus.
Is there a perfect way to address a situation that we saw happen over the last couple of weeks? Is there a playbook for this?
No, I think that we all experience that. When you work with people and you work with young people, probably in particular, there's always going to be things that happen and things that come up. And I think you just navigate it the best you can, keeping in mind that you want to do what's best for the individuals involved and obviously what's best for your program and your university.
Do you think that sends a good message for the way Texas Tech handled this? Because I'm not saying that Kirby Hocut came out and said, hey, maybe we were premature, but he did change course. And so it did say, hey, we're willing to look at some of these other options.
I think Kirby is such a great athletic director because I think he truly keeps at the heart of what he does is about the student athlete, and he cares about each of them individually and what is best for them, also keeping in mind what's best for the programs. And I think you saw that. I think you saw it at every turn. Everyone involved tried to communicate well and make the decision that we felt was best at that time.
A lot of this played out over the course of the couple weeks on social media. How do you address social media with your kids?
It's definitely been added to the rule book. You know, social media can also be used in a great way that you can share yourself, your program, all the great things that we're doing, grow awareness of game schedule and trying to promote all of our programs. But obviously, if it's misused and used in the wrong direction, it can be a very negative thing and fuel the fire of all kinds of things, from opponent competition to, you know, getting the wrong message out to representing ourselves the wrong way. And so we spent a lot of time talking about what should be on social media and what should not be on social media. And definitely your every move and your every thought should not be on social media. And we spend a lot of time because these kids have grown up with this. Their parents are on it. They're on it. It is just now a part of what we all do. And again, it's just so important we use it the right way.
We'll have more of our conversation with Candy Whitaker later today during All Things Considered. For the full interview, visit our website at kttz.org.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.